St. Augustine Republican Senator John Thrasher raised the idea of splitting up the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering by steering millions of dollars to Florida State to start its own programs. Earlier in the month, Thrasher said he'd look at what the presidents of FAMU and FSU had to say about it.
Their general counsels, I understand, are meeting tomorrow to start outlining what they think would be a good program for both schools. And I'm going to be guided by that. And I think today is simply a start of the conversation of what we need to have in respect to these two great institutions.
FAMU has opposed the split and FSU has endorsed it. But the House was never keen on the idea, with Speaker Will Weatherford saying he'd rather defer to the State University Systems Oversight Board, the Florida Board of Governors, to weigh in. Now the board will continue the conversation Thrasher has started, says Senate Appropriations Chairman Joe Negron.
The Speaker has advocated for involving the Board of Governors in that decision, so I think where we are moves us in that direction, and we'll still have to work out those final issues in the next day or so.
Negron and his House counterpart, Republican Representative Seth McKeel of Lakeland, have agreed to fund a $500,000 study of options when it comes to what to do about the joint school. On the table are three options: keep the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering together, give the college to just one school, or divide the programs between FAMU and FSU. The issue has grown increasingly controversial, and University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus had even cast doubts about whether it would go forward.
I have a feeling that it will be delayed. Oh, I will say one more thing. I do think that there will be a lot of support for letting the Board of Governors weigh in on this before the legislature does it unilaterally.
The dollars booked for FSU to begin construction on a future engineering school are scrapped. The state budget allocated $10 million into the new building, and Thrasher had secured another $3 million for the effort. That extra $3 million is gone, and the remaining $10 will be diverted to other maintenance and construction projects at Florida State. The agreement came as both chambers negotiated deals on long-running water issues. The Senate gave up the FAMU-FSU split in exchange for more money for the Indian River Lagoon and Lake Okeechobee water projects. Both are priorities of Negron, whose southeast district was hit hard by damaging floods and polluted water runoff during the summer. Still, as McKeel notes, even that comes with a cost. Projects aimed at the Everglades have been dropped.
You know, in that area, as you know, there are a lot of folks who need large amounts of money in that area, and you know, we certainly aren't going to have enough money to make everybody happy in that area. So I think we're just attempting to take a stab at moving that issue.
Negron and McKeel have been able to wrap up most of the outstanding budget issues, putting them on track to deliver a finalized joint spending proposal to the House and Senate by Tuesday. The legislature is set to adjourn Friday, with the final vote set to be the 2014-2015 state spending plan. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.